You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning. I'm Celeste Headlee here with Todd Zwillick. And we talked yesterday about a new initiative that gives high school students the option to place out of their senior year, sometimes even their junior year, and go straight on to college. This sparked a lively debate among our listeners.
This is Peter calling from Newton, Massachusetts. I know it had its ups and downs for me and for my own kids, but I don't think they should be encouraging kids to move on faster. There's a lot of growing up to do.
Heard from a lot of people who said they hated high school and would have liked to make it shorter, but is that a reason to move from high school to college? We've got the answers today from Joseph Harris. He's the director of the National High School Center, a research initiative that's funded by the U.S. Department of Education. And also Valley Pretty Vaughn rejoins us. She's a psychology professor at Columbia University. So, Joseph, let me start with you. This idea of moving on, or at least doing college coursework early, is not a new one. That's been around for a long time. I got a lot of college coursework done while I was in high school by taking AP tests and a couple college classes.
Yes, that is correct. In fact, it's been around probably for more than 20 years. My own son took college-level courses in the early 1980s.
But there's a distinction here because some of these programs are ones in which they stay in a high school setting and they get college credits. But then there's some people who are talking about just allowing kids to leave high school after their 10th grade year and move on to a community college. That's a different thing.
Well, there's actually a cross between the two. A very popular program over the last few years have been what are called middle college high schools or early college high schools, in which there are courses offered in a kind of a nested setting within a community college so that students are bused in and spend the day at the community college and then are bused back to their local high schools. So it's really not an either-or situation. There can be opportunities for students to take college-level courses on college campuses, and those have been around and have been tested over many years.
Here's an issue that I have with this, and that's that the statistics tell us that half of kids in college change their majors, half of them, and 40% don't finish a degree by the time they've been in college for 6 years. So if we're talking about a period of a time of life where kids really are changing so rapidly that they're not going to be the same person at 16, 17, 18 that as they are at 20, why should we be rushing them into it?
Well, I think, again, remembering this isn't not necessarily for every student that's out there. Some of the reasons that those kids take longer and take up to 6 years is that there's a growing number of students who are going into college that that need some type of remediation to be brought up to speed to be able to do college-level courses. One of the things that's proposed in this new approach is the use of screening tests to make sure that kids have the college and career-ready skills before they even attempt to take a college-level course.
Okay, but that's not the reason why a lot of people say they want to go. This is one of our listeners who called from South Florida.
This is Eric calling from South Florida. I almost dropped out of high school in ninth grade because I wanted to get into college so badly. Luckily, in South Florida, they have this thing called the School for Advanced Studies that allows you to start college as part of dual enrollment half-time in 11th grade. And graduate with enough credits to have an associate's degree and then go on to regular college. So, yeah, I think it should be definitely an option nationwide.
Valerie Pretty Vaughn, is it better for in terms of a transition when we keep them within a high school setting and allow them to take advanced courses?
I think that there are clear psychological issues in terms of having a cohort of students. There's also the other issue. There's a great finding in psychology called the big fish in the little pond effect, showing that student achievement is better when you have students that are at the top of their class in a lower tier group than at the bottom of the class in a higher tier group. And there's clear evidence related to grades and so forth. So what I see in terms of that is, you know, really, I'm not clear about what the screening process is for these students who are going into the community college, but they're clearly going to be the ones that are the little fish in the big pond.
Well, you heard Joseph Harris talking about this has to be something that's individually evaluated. This is Shane.
I actually started taking some community college classes when I was 16, and I was able to finish a whole year ahead of all my other friends who went out to universities and everything. So I think it's great. It's a great program, but it all depends on the student and if they can handle it.
What kind of student, Valerie, would best benefit from something like this?
One of the things that I think would be great is not just one student, but a small cohort of students. So certainly these sort of small nested settings, but also two or three peers going together to take courses, I think, are better. Because, again, for college students, they don't necessarily want to befriend a high school student. So, you know, one is emotional maturity. Two are parents not thinking that their 16-year-old is really in college and they really have hands off. They actually need to be more hands on at that point. So I think it's really a dynamic between the parents and the student, and then also trying to get at least some kind of small cohort so these 16, 15-year-olds are not so isolated in community colleges.
Joseph Harris, for these students, when they actually end up in college, when they've left their advanced studies courses and are in a community college at the age of 16, what kind of structures do we need to have in place so that these kids don't get isolated, so that they're not dealing with 21-year-olds and having to deal with drinking and maybe get involved in sexual issues that they may have been possibly more protected from in high school?
Well, I think Valerie raises a good point. I think having ensuring there are cohort opportunities, you know, cohorts that students can be part of where they can identify with other students who are in similar situations is a good remedy to that problem.
Okay, I want to play one more clip from a listener. This is Mimi.
This is Mimi from Michigan, and I have a 16-year-old daughter who takes honors classes. She would be a wonderful candidate for entrance into early college. That's the only thing she doesn't really understand about high school is the hoopla about adolescence.
Yeah. Valerie Prudy-Vons, this raises an issue for me, which is that high school students are not always the best judges of how mature they are. Parents aren't always the best judges of whether their kid would get into trouble or what they can handle. And administrators are sometimes compromised because they're trying to save on their budgets. So who judges whether a student's ready academically and in maturity?
So this is a place where I think quite a bit of research needs to be done. I certainly think that there's a certain type of student that may benefit. Certainly students who are ostracized in high school may benefit. Certainly students who may be at risk and high school is not a great environment may benefit. But I certainly think, again, it's an interaction between the parents, the students, and creating some kind of cohort where they'll be safe in these community colleges. But certainly this is an area where more research needs to be done in terms of what kind of profile of student will benefit.
Okay. Valerie Prudy-Vons is a professor of psychology at Columbia University, and Dr. Joseph Harris, both of them doctors. Joseph Harris is the director of the National High School Center, which is a federally funded Technical Assistance Center out of D.C. Keep the conversation going. Our listeners have lots to say on this. If you want to join the conversation, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.